Eastern market, which is a chaotic situation that everybody tries to cut the other one's throat by pretending you're humble and all of that. They do all of these nasty stuff, then suddenly, Allah, then suddenly they become holy fellows. They go to the mosque, they pray. No wonder after prayer they continue to make the deals and all that stuff. What is one? If you go to the temple over there, at least you shouldn't attend to your business. If you want to attend to your business, be at your office. But we don't divide them. We look at opportunities. Do that division. You know why? Why? Peter, read loud and clear.
Hundreds of thousands of hidden kings are holding their heads high beyond this world.
That's why. Because there are a lot of goodness that is hidden from you when you're playing this silly game of being in between. Over there, there are hundreds of thousands of the kings. That's the valley I'm calling you to. And do you know them? Because their name are hidden. This is what, you know why it's hidden? Haq. Because of Haq. Do you remember him? He was a hidden treasure. I'm talking about the hidden treasure. Here we have 100,000 of people, but their name is hidden from you. Because this is what the truth is a hidden treasure to be discovered. Let's talk about that, yes?
Because of God's jealousy, their names remained hidden. Every beggar did not pronounce their names. By the truth of that light, and
God's
by the
jealousy.
Bebakshi?
His translation, God's jealousy, it's kind of.
Because of God's jealousy, I don't know. Because jealousy here was for being jealous, and it was a mistranslation of one simple feeling, right? Do you remember it? We talked about this hasad and the Jew and in that long story. But here there is none of those. It's rashk. And rashk is not translatable, I'm sorry. Because it's not clear even for Iranians. Rashk starts with envy, maybe. But envy will not do it. It's more than that. It's the feeling that you could have, positive feeling that you could have towards Mozart because of that special gift he has, you see? When you look at the genius artists, how do you feel? It's not the envy, really, but
admiration.
In a way, it's admiration and understanding the necessity of this difference to admire it and all that. That's what rashk is. The one to look up to. So the word is that jealousy? Of course not. None of this translation could do here because in this paragraph especially, he is using the name, nickname of the different people to explain something, right? So he will play with the words, he will turn them here and there. How could you say Nurul Ain? It's impossible to translate it, but it should make that sense. Yes, here he talks about their name being hidden because of, do you remember what was the adjective for that? Because of that special tenderness in that hidden treasure, they are hidden as well. He wants to point to that. Yes?
By the truth of that light, and by the truth of those illumined ones who are as fishes in that sea.
Let's leave it there, because from here he starts to talk about that truth. And we say, by this, by the name of God, again and again. So, in a way, Rumi made a ladder here for us, right? To remember. And it's easy to remember. One, no big deal. You go home and you remember. It started from Adam. No. It started before that. The Satan, the fire. Remember? Fire and the light. Then it came to Adam. Then she's. Then from she's, Noah. Then Abraham. You see, the prophets we know, each of them was brought here for something. When you go through it a couple of times, you will remember it always. You remember, yes, it came to Noah, then it came to the self-sacrifice of Ishmael. Thank you. But all of that is prehistoric. It comes to the message. What is the message? Then you start from Muhammad to Dawud. The first one is honesty. The second one is the differentiator. The third one was the visionary. And the fourth one was the guy who surrendered with satisfaction. You see, I just counted four caliphs. I never mix them up. It's always that. So, in my mind, Siddiq, Ain. You see how it goes? One word. It's a Farooq, Ain, Reza. Step by step. You could remember it and we'll not let go, don't worry. We'll repeat it again and again. These couple of verses were like this. Ghostnavallahu billahi al-azim, malikul mulku birahman rahim. آن خدایی که فرستادن بیا نه به حاجت بل به فضل و کبریا آن خداوندی که از خاک ذلیل آفرید و شه سواران جلیل پاکشان کرد از مزاج خاکیان بگذرانید از تگ افلاکیان برگرفت از نار و نور صاف ساخت وانگهو بر جمله انبار تاخت آن سنا برقی که بر ارواح تافت تا که آدم معرفت زن نویاد آنی که از آدم رست و دست شیز شید پس خلیفش کرد آدم کن بدید نوح از آن گوهر که برخوردار بود در هوای بحر جان دربار بود جان ابراهیم از آن انبار زفت بی هزار در شعله های نار چون که اسماعیل در جویش فتاد پیش دشنه آبدارش سر نهاد جان داوود از شعاعش گرم شد آهنان در دست بافش نرم شد چون سلیمان بود وصالش را رضی دیو گشتش بند فرمان و مطیع در غزا یعقوب چون بنهاد سر چشم روشن کرد از روی پسر یوسف محروم چو دیدن آفتاب شد چنان بیدار در تعبیر خواب چون عصا از دست موسی آب خورد ملکت فرعون را یک لقمه کرد نردبانش عیسی مریم چو یافت بر فراز گنبد چارم شتافت چون محمد یافت آن ملک و نعیم قرص مه را کرد در دم او دو نیم چون ابوبکر آیت توفیق شد با چنان شه صاحب و صدیق شد چون عمر شیدایان معشوق شد حق و باطل را چو دل فاروق شد چون که عثمان آن عیان را عین گشت نور فایز بود و ذوالنورین گشت چون ز رویش مرتضی شد درفشان گشت او شیر خدا در مرج جان چون جنید از جند او دید آن مدد خود مقاماتش فزون شد از عدد با یزید اندر مزیدش راه دید نام قطب العارفین از حق شنید چون که کرخی کرخ او را شد حرس شد خلیفه عشق و ربانی نفس پور ادهم مرکبان سوراند شاد گشت او سلطان سلطانان داد وان شقیق از شق آن راه شگر گشت او خورشید رأی و تیز طرف صد هزاران پادشاهان نهان سرفرازان انزل سوی جان نامشان از رشک حق پنهان بماند هر گدایی نامشان را برنخان، حق آن نور و حق نورانیان کندران بحرند همچون ماهیان. بحر جان و جان بحر رویمش نیست لایق، نام نو می جویمش. حق آن آنی که این و آن از اوست، مغزها نسبت به دو باشند پوست، که صفات خاجتاش و یار من هست صد جندانی که این گفتار من. و از سلامه نیست من انشاءالله.